Welcome to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro. And as a mental health professional, I believe in people living and maintaining a healthy mind, body, and spirit. Today, we are going to speak to a woman who can tell you how to find and be the authentic you. But before I introduce her to you, I want to give you my affirmation for today, and that is, let go of the past, and the past will let go of you. Let go of the past, and the past will let go of you. So I want to welcome Shay Malone. Shay, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your professional background and your current profession?
Sure. I graduated from Hanson University with my bachelor's in psychology, and I started working in the mental health field as a counselor with children. So I've worked in residential. I've done in-home counseling with youth and families. And then I went back to school to do special ed. So I got my master's in special education. And I didn't do that very long. I did it for about a year and a half. Me and the school system don't agree with what education looks like. yeah. So I went back to pursuing my education as a psychologist. And I got interrupted when I had my son in 2010. And after that happened, I had a choice between going back to school or doing something else. And in the meantime, I found out about life coaching. So I really like how active and hands-on it is. And it was just a really good fit for me.
Oh, that's good to hear. What is one of the things that keeps you going every day? Because you sound like you've got quite a bit on your plate there.
I have a habit of being on what I call team doing too much. So there are times when I take on more than I can handle. But at the end of the day, I'm working not for myself but for other people. My goal is to use every gift that God has given me and to serve his people, and to serve him. So that's what keeps me going when I feel like giving up.
Okay. So what inspired you to become an emotional wellness coach?
Emotional wellness coaching. So I spoke a little bit about my background in psychology and counseling. I'm really passionate about kids. And
can you say that again? You were kind of breaking up. What did you say?
Sorry. I'm passionate about kids. And so when I was working with youth and families, I would notice that I was working with kids, and they would respond well, but they would be in a family system that was dysfunctional, and they weren't able a lot of the times to get past their family issues to really grow and thrive. So after I was in graduate school for psychology and I learned about life coaching, I transitioned into the life coaching, but I wasn't sure what my niche or my specialty would be. After working with different people, though, and trying to do just like a generic life coaching, I realized that I was really interested in helping people become free of like their fears, the anxiety and depression that comes from those fears, helping them overcome that. And helping them learn just the things that, just daily life, that they can do to be less stressed and to live better.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I officially started my business in 2013. I got my life coach certification in 2014, so I'm a certified professional life coach. And then in December 2014, I realized that I hadn't been giving it my all. Coming from working for somebody else all my life, it was a transition to realize that when you have your own business, it's a very different set of,
Absolutely.
It's a whole nother work ethic. Yes. So
Absolutely.
I was like, okay, I'm treating this like a hobby, but I need to really make it my main thing. So I'd say I've been really working it for about a year.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience working in the mental health industry?
Sure. When I was in undergrad, I started with things like tutoring lower-income students before graduation with one of my professors. When I graduated, that was the first time I did residential counseling. And I remember them telling me, don't work because the girls are out of control. And
they
said don't do what? They said don't work with the girls. Because the girls had, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I was cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. The girls had a reputation for being wild and crazy and just out of control. So, but that was who I wanted to work with, young women. So they had what they called a young women's center, and I worked there for about a year. And I got choked. And one of the reasons we wear tearaway necklaces. But most of the girls I found really just wanted somebody to care about them and to listen to them. And that's been my experience throughout mental health. When I was doing in-home counseling and going to see my kids, a lot of times, and parents get busy and they don't understand, they're not really seeing their kids.
What are they seeing?
Well, you get caught up in having to survive and making a living. A lot of parents aren't, from their own background, don't learn how to connect emotionally. Their parents didn't grow up in a nurturing environment, so in turn, they don't know how to nurture their own children.
Okay. We need to break here, and we'll come back. Can you give our listeners your contact information?
Absolutely. You can find me on social media under Shay4HG, and it's Shay, the number 4HG. You can find me on my website at the number 4HISGLORY.US, for his glory.US. You can email me at Shay@forhisglory.us. Again, that's the number 4.
Okay, we'll be right back with Shay Malone about the authentic you.
Look at someone who is successful and they look at them and think that it was an instantaneous thing. They don't know the passion that person put in, the time, the unlimited hours that they put into whatever it is that they are doing. That is what we are doing here with Beautifully Driven. We are highlighting these stories, these obstacles, not to show you the negative, but to show you what it takes, the ins and the outs, to become successful, and then even define what is your level of success. What does that actually mean to you? We are here for that entrepreneur, that budding entrepreneur. We are here for that entrepreneur who has been in business for years and needs to just reshape their whole theory or process of how they've been doing business. We're here for that person who just wants that fresh look on life, whether it's going back to school, whether it is just being in a different relationship. We are here to just kind of show you the ins and outs and just the tips to just keep it beautifully driven.
Welcome back to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro, and our guest today is Shay Malone, who is a professional life coach. She's called an emotional wellness coach, who has been doing very well with particularly girls, as we just learned, and helping them find who they are and becoming an authentic individual. So what does it mean to live authentically, Shay?
To live authentically is what the younger generation refers to as keeping it 100. And it's really about being able to say the things that you are important for you and important to you, and do the things that you want to do. So a lot of people are living and their lives are filled with things because they feel obligated to other people. They're committed to jobs and to relationships and to organizations that don't do anything for their own growth, but because of whatever stories they've been told in their life, they feel like they have to do this thing. They have to maintain this relationship, otherwise they'll be alone, or they have to maintain this relationship, or people will see them as being mean, so they can't say this or they can't say that. And it can be it's a problem in general, but I think especially in the Christian community, I see it because there's a belief that if you're a Christian, then everything is okay, or you can handle everything. So a lot of times they don't get to express what's really going on with them emotionally. They're not able to communicate, you know, I'm going through a really hard time right now, because they don't want to be judged for it.
Yeah, I find judgment is one of those things that a lot of people make decisions, whether consciously or unconsciously, about how they live their lives and make choices about different things because they're afraid of being judged. I find that interesting, particularly to be in the church where, you know, everybody, they tell you, don't judge. So what are some of the reasons people don't live authentically then?
I think the judgment thing is a big one. From my experience, it also comes from the type of experiences you had growing up. So if you were somebody who was always told that you're too much, whether it's loud, too quiet, too shy, you're not doing enough of this, you're not doing enough of that, you take on those ideas and you're kind of like, well, I can't be too much with these people because then they'll look at me the same way I was treated when I was younger. And I think that's really the root of it, but that's where that judgment or that fear of judgment comes from.
Interesting. Okay. So how do you overcome, how does one overcome their fears of being known?
It's not easy. I'll start with that. Because Okay. Fear can choke you. So it starts with realizing that you're not living the life that you want to live. You're not living a life that you're stressed. If you're stressed all the time or irritable or sad, and you know that that's not the life I want to live. So it starts there. It starts with acknowledging that. And then it depends on the person, because we're at different stages in our emotional wellness journey. So there are some people who, on their own, they start seeking out, okay, this is not right, I fix this. So they might turn to friends. And then there are those people who may not have the same support, and it might take them a little longer to be comfortable and feel safe. So some of it is the idea of having a place of safety, having a place where you can reveal yourself and not be judged, but to be responded to. Oh, okay, that's who you are. Tell me more.
So how does one know if they're hiding?
I think you know if you're hiding if you catch yourself a lot. So you might have an internal conversation going on that goes like, oh, I can't say that. That's not right. It really comes out a lot of times in stress. So for some people, they've been stressed for so long, they're not aware that they're stressed. So it's in signs like if you're irritable a lot, if you have outbursts of anger. Those are signs of stress, because what happens is when you're hiding who you really are, you're holding on to two realities. You're holding on to how you really feel and what you really want to do, and you're covering that up. So you're bearing double the weight. Like, it's a lot like leading a double life.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I like the way you put that. The holding on is stressful in and of itself. What would be some of the ways that a person could overcome this stress of hiding their authentic self?
Once you realize that this is not me, this is not who I am, then you have to really begin to look for who you are. And there are a lot of different ways that you can do that. You can read books. I'm a reader, so I'm a huge fan of reading books to really see yourself reflected in it. If you have a good group of friends, maybe a spouse or a partner that you can really trust, talk to them about it. If you're not connected to people, then beginning to realize that you need to connect to other people. Most people don't realize everything happens in the context of relationships. So even the healing and beginning to grow, that also happens in the context of relationships. I remember when I was in school, in graduate school for psychology, one of the things that we learned is that one of the major reasons that somebody stays with a counselor or with a psychologist is because of the relationship that they have with them. So not their expertise, not their skill level, but how well they're able to connect to them. And that makes up one-third of their commitment.
You broke up. How well they what?
How well they connect to them.
Are these concepts in the Bible? Can we see that this information in the Bible as well?
Absolutely. The very first thing that comes to my mind is, "And the truth shall make you free."
I remember that one.
Huh?
Yeah, I remember that one. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So that whole concept of truth and light is that Jesus came specifically to bring us out of the darkness and into the light. My favorite scriptures are Romans 12:1-2, where it talks about renewing ourselves by the transforming of our minds through the Word of God. So as we learn and grow in Christ, as we learn and grow through the Word of God, that's going to change how we think about things. It's going to change how we see ourselves. And then in the psalm, I love to refer people to psalms because, like we were talking about, that mask that people wear in church because they don't want to be judged. People wear that same mask with God. They feel like he's going to be disappointed in them, or he's judging them, or he's waiting to punish them as soon as they do something wrong. So I always encourage people to look in psalm because David is very open about his feelings, and he's very open about when he's hurt and when he's angry. And that's part of it. The idea of being known. We look at Genesis from the very beginning. Once Adam and Eve sinned, before it says they were naked and unashamed. Once they ate the fruit, though, it says that they cut themselves and hid because they felt shame. So that's very much the concept of living inauthentically versus living authentically.
Okay. I understand you've had some serious obstacles in your life. What were they, and how did you manage to get past them?
In my own life, and I rarely reflect I don't think of them myself as obstacles because I've been given the grace to overcome them. But when I was younger, I actually came to faith in Christ because I attempted to commit suicide. And that happened because of stuff that was going on in my family as well as being molested. When I was a little bit older, we lost my mother to suicide. So I was older, but my sisters were younger.
Wow. Sorry to hear that part. I'm familiar with it, though. Are you there? Okay, it seems like we may have lost Shay. She did speak about being authentic, and one of the main issues about dealing with being authentic is overcoming the fears. And a lot of times people tend to want to hide their fears, rather hide themselves in their fears because they're so concerned about being judged. It appears that if you are living outside your life, outside of who you really are, then you're just giving a mask to the world because you're afraid of showing who you really are and people judging that. You know, it's always been my perspective that if you were to be authentic, and people who support that are the people you need to continue your relationship with, people you do not support that, you need to cut them loose, let them go, because they are not going to be supportive of you, and in turn, people that you're around who don't support you contribute to your stress, they contribute to your anxiety, they contribute to lowering your self-esteem. You don't need those things, particularly if you're young. You're still in the process of building who you are. So if you know who you are, you become stronger in the face of those who are critical of you because they don't even know who they are. And this is one of the ways that they try to keep you down so that they can look better even in their own eyes. I'm sorry that we lost Shay. I don't think we're going to be able to get her back. We did have her contact information. So if you can, you can get in touch with her. You can also get in touch with me, and if necessary, I will put you in touch with Shay Malone. You can reach me at 708-799-0300. You can find me as an email at krenfroe.com. That's KRENFROE.com. Or you can just look me up on Psychology Today. So if you want to be on the show or know someone who would like to be able to provide us with some beneficial information, feel free to email me or give me a call. I'd be glad to have them on. Again, I like to cover issues that deal with mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. So if you know of any alternative methods, if you know of alternative herbs and things of that nature that can provide you with a better physical health, please feel free to contact me. I'd love to speak to you about that. I want our listeners to become more aware of that because we seem to tend to have a lot of our environment, even the areas that we trust, such as the medical profession and the pharmaceuticals, some of those things work, some of those things don't work, and we need to have more avenues of therapies that are more effective and have less side effects with them. If you've listened to any of my other shows, you would have heard some of these remedies that have been available. But again, just give me a call and I'd be glad to put you in touch with them and inform you anything that you need to know. So I want to say at this point, goodbye and live free.